Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we are giving out holiday advice. How to give gifts when you maybe don't have money to spend? How to handle a week with family when maybe you have left their religion? How to tell your family you're not coming home next holiday? And how to celebrate by yourself, the best ways to feel a little bit less alone. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello, baby gorgeous.
Hello, mama gorgeous.
Do you love our matching-ish looks?
What's the blunt we both bang? Do you have a blunt bang?
No. Baby, you have a soft. Your bangs, your hair in general is serving, serving dried naturally after a shower, but you definitely washed your hair the last time.
Thank you. That is so sweet.
You used shampoo and conditioner. You are serving clean hair, soft bangs.
Soft blonde bangs for the girls.
Soft air dried bangs.
We're both giving fleece. It's Christmas time.
I know, we're serving pumpkin fleece.
I'm giving you like a nice mustard. You're giving
mine a burnt sienna.
Yes.
Is that a color?
I don't know what was sienna that a, is, but it's that definitely
a,
burnt.
Was that a crayon color when we were growing up? Burnt sienna.
Okay, if you were rich, bitch, we had red, we had orange.
No, honey.
You had more than a 12 pack.
I'm telling you, my poor high school had burnt sienna.
Okay, well, not all of us.
Do you think there's any children out there named Sienna?
Absolutely.
Whose favorite color is
like
burnt
sienna? I've met that child at the slumber party tour. She was all,
"My name's Sienna and I love burnt sienna."
If you're out there, Sienna, I hope
Sienna.
I hope you're well. Is there any? Do we have any listeners named Sienna? If so, roll call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Roll call on the Discord. Hit us, Sienna.
So, I googled burnt sienna, and up came
a child
burnt
being
umber.
Burnt.
Burnt umber.
Okay.
Raw sienna.
Okay. That's it.
Well, some other things did too. Sherwin Williams.
Okay.
My least of all the Sherwins.
Could you name another Sherwin? P. Sherman Way. Sherman Way.
Is that a street?
Finding Nemo. Yeah, come on now.
Oh, I didn't know that. So how was your day? How was your weekend?
It was fine. I just got back from the gym.
What are we talking about today?
Well, here's the deal.
Did you shower at the gym to get that wispy hair?
I showered last night.
Oh.
I got stoned. I showered. I went to bed.
I love that for you. Hey, guess what?
What?
I did those three things last night, too.
Look at us. We are in sync. Our periods are all synced up.
We're getting our digital get down right now.
Thank you. Well, somebody's got it.
Just you and me.
Hey, so I tweeted, hey, the holidays are coming. This is like our last holiday episode before Christmas. So, like, if you have any holiday advice that you need, usually we would use psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. But I said, bitch, just tweet them right now to me and we might just answer it right now.
The amount of... I just feel so unprepared because typically when there's an advice episode, I'm reading the advice, but you're coming full prepared today. Mm. You've got the horse by the reins. Mm.
Okay.
You've got the burnt by the sienna.
Do you want the first one?
Yeah, baby. Read it to me.
So Cherry Crumbler wants to know, how do you tell your family that you're not going to their holiday celebrations next year?
Oh, bitch. I love it. I live.
So is that next year meaning next year, or is it meaning like in a week? Because if you haven't told them yet that you're not coming this week,
honey, baby, sweetie, I have
just
been
blame
on
it on Omicron.
I don't know how you even say it.
Omicron. Omerit.
I keep saying Omerian. No, it's not Omarion.
Who is that?
What is it? Omarion is part of that boy band, but I think he also had a solo moment.
Well, okay. It's very easy this year to just be like, you know, the scratchy throats are flaring up, and I don't want to be the reason for the season, you know.
I've been on a 2-year trajectory of distancing myself from family who've just gone off the rocker.
Ooh, we love to see it.
So I'm here for this question. I don't know. I go back and forth as to whether or not you actually need to give a reason.
You don't.
I mean, no means no, or I can't means I can't, and I won't means I won't.
Here's a piece of advice, though. Do not make up a reason that they can fix. Like, if you really just don't want to go, don't say, oh, I can't afford it, because trust me, somebody will be like,
oh my God,
oh, I'll pay for your flight.
Parents love to be like, let me give my Christmas bonus for your flight.
Yeah, and if you really just didn't want to go, then it's kind of like, oh, well, fuck.
Just say, listen, I don't think it's good for my mental health to attend this year, so I'm going to do me. I'm going to spend time with my chosen family. Or I might get stoned on the couch by myself.
I support. I feel like
I'll see you when I see you.
All family should be chosen family, and chosen family can include biological family. But like, you should be choosing at all times who you want to be hanging out with. If part of your year is 1 week where you have to hang out with people because somebody told you you have to hang out with them, that's pretty fucked up. Like, you shouldn't. You at all times, if you're an adult and you're able to, you should be choosing who you want to hang out with. That can include people that are you're related to by blood, but like, it doesn't have to.
Amen, Sister Bear.
So how do you tell your family you're not going to their holiday celebrations next year? Just say you're not going.
You say, oh, I am terribly, terribly busy. Oh no, full calendar now.
It's hard to be like, the people are just not the vibe. It's either you get the vibe or you don't get the vibe, and you people don't get the vibe. But like,
a lot of you don't got the vibe.
A lot of people just don't have the vibe, and a lot of people that you're related to do not have the vibe. But how do you tell them that? I think you just have to go into it without thinking, this isn't an argument. I'm just stating where I stand, and that it ends with a period, and it doesn't need a response, and it doesn't need me to clarify. And like, it's not something. It's not a fight. It's not an argument. It's not a debate. Yeah. It's just you declaring your stance and how you're spending your time.
I think it'll be helpful, or maybe less of a blow to certain people, if, like, let's say you don't want to see your aunts, but you want to see your mom. Like, I think it's okay to be like, hey, I'm not coming for this, but I'll make time to come see you in X month or in February or whenever. That might soften the blow if you're really worried about pushback or whatever. But I'm like, listen, after the last 2 years that we've had, we should all be spending time with the people that like lift us up and bring us joy and like don't make us anxious and feel awful.
Yeah. I feel like your vibe, your energy knows. Like, if you leave an interaction, if you leave a holiday interaction or a holiday party with family or a holiday weekend visit or whatever, and you don't feel recharged and full of love and like all the positive feelings, you need to listen to that and like adjust your plans accordingly for the future. And some people are not going to understand it because a lot of people have never tried to do their own thing or create their own traditions or create their own celebrations. They just have done what they have been told and done what they think that they have to do because all the family's doing it. And that's okay for them, but you don't have to settle for that.
T. Okay. Did we answer Cherry Crumble's question?
I think we did.
Was their name Cherry Crumble?
Cherry Crumbler.
Okay.
Would you do it via phone, text, email?
Oh. Phone or FaceTime. I don't know. Text seems a little rough. But again, it's whatever you feel most comfortable with. If you don't got the... Listen, you're preaching to the choir here. I understand that texting something, especially when it's a serious conversation, is sometimes a little easier. But just depends on who you're working with.
Grace would like to know, how do I handle spending 6 days with my Mormon parents as a bi woman that married outside of my religion? So you're queer. Oof. You're not doing what your family has told you to do based on religion, but you still want to spend time with them over the holidays. How do you survive it? I just go back to, things should not be like, how do I survive this experience? If your gut reaction is to create a system that like allows you to endure seeing other people, maybe those people are not worth seeing. I hate to say it. A lot of people suck, and like family is not excluded.
I've been watching a lot of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Ooh.
There's a lot of talk about the Mormon religion and people who have left it and stayed in it. I find it fascinating. I don't know how this helps your answer. I literally watched like the latest episode right before we recorded this, and it was all about like dealing with family that you've like left a religion that they're still part of. I don't know. I don't think I have an answer for that.
I think my best,
what Tyler said,
my best piece of advice is like maybe you need to, if you're going and spending that time with them and it's 6 days and you feel like you have to go, maybe you don't stay with them. I would create that buffer so that if you need to get out of there and go recharge, you can.
I literally was just going to say it. And I know that there's like some financial burdens around that sometimes, like whether it's paying for a hotel separately or getting a rental car. I would say I completely agree with what you were just saying. Like, make sure that there is time for you and your partner to be away from everyone else one-on-one if you need those like moments of escape. I think that's helpful. It's like, let's reset, let's recharge, let's remind ourselves that this isn't our everyday life and this isn't our normal. So being able to have those moments, and even if you're like borrowing a parent's car to like run to the store or go get food, just the two of you, I think that's important. I think making sure you have at least one of those moments a day, if possible, can kind of help you like reset and recharge and recognize what you do have and what you don't want to be a part of.
Yeah. I mean, if you are old enough to be married, you are old enough to be independent, respected by all other adults that you spend time with. That includes your family, that includes your parents. And so like, if another adult, say it's your parent, is not giving you the respect that you deserve, they, just because they of their relationship to you, that does not like grant them the ability to be a dick. Like, I think at some point you need to, I think everyone just needs to kind of come to terms with the fact that if people, no matter who they are, parents or siblings or whatever, if they are not respectful, they don't deserve your time. And there are other people, it sounds like you have other people in your life that do get you, who are okay with who you are, who celebrate who you are. So maybe have that hard conversation with yourself of who should I be spending my time with?
Yeah.
Which is not an easy conversation.
No.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Emily would like to know any advice you have on setting emotional boundaries with family during the holidays after years of feeling like a doormat. My therapist and I have a vague game plan, but even emotionally preparing myself feels daunting. Want to avoid drama, but also I want to heal.
It's so tough. I think, I don't know. I don't know where I was reading this, but I was reading something about, it was probably on like my spiritual TikTok. I was just talking about how when you go home, so many of the, maybe you and I were talking about this. It's like when you go home, so many people still expect you to be who you were or whatever place you were in or whatever role they're familiar with when you were like last living at home. And they don't really have a full concept of who you are now or how you've grown or how you've changed or what you will and will not permit. So I get that that's very difficult to kind of like have those conversations. I'm glad that you and your therapist have a game plan, but I agree. It sometimes going on these trips or getting ready for these things is a big, it's like an emotional roller coaster before, it's an emotional roller coaster while you're there, and then it's the same like for a week after you get back.
I saw a TikTok that was like the perfect response for somebody who says something that like crosses a boundary is, I'm surprised you feel comfortable saying that. Like, put them in their place and make them feel uncomfortable if they are the ones crossing a boundary that you have already set up or that you want to set up. Like, people should feel uncomfortable with being bad people. It should make them uncomfortable when you turn it on them and tell them, that's not acceptable.
Yeah. It's so tough. I mean, I kind of think also what I was just saying for the last question too. It's, I was just home for the holidays. And I know it was beneficial for me to make sure I was like taking time for myself. And the funny thing is one big thing this year was like just running. Like usually when I'm home, I want to spend time with my parents and I want to see as much family as I can. But now that I'm still running every day, it's like even being able to be like, okay, I'm going to go for a run and just have those like 30 minutes to an hour or however long I ran, like to be away and to be on my own and to like get back into my thoughts was so nice.
Absolutely.
It was so nice. And it was like, and it's a piece of me that exists here in this world, like where I live now in San Francisco, and it's a part of my everyday. So it was nice to have those kind of routines that I've stuck to, like that I'm used to. And yeah, and just know that it was kind of like me time, like to kind of get my thoughts out. And I don't know, I think making sure you have those built into your day are a good way to kind of get through some of these things.
Little ways that you can escape. I think for me, it's like finding the local gym, even if I know I'm going to go there and putz around and feel like I'm not getting the workout I would normally get when I'm home here and like in the zone, having like a little escape where I can feel like I'm my everyday self that I know I am helps me remind myself of like, okay, this is who I am. This is who I am now. Maybe they don't get me now. Maybe they don't understand the type of person that I'm growing into. But just because I'm back home doesn't mean I have to entirely go back to what they expect of me, how I used to act, how I used to react to them. I think,
right.
I always find when I'm home, I sometimes see myself reverting back into behavior of how I would act in response when I lived at home, in response to certain things that might get under my skin or blah, blah, blah.
And I'm like, you throw the remote?
No, but I'm like, okay, well, that is who I was.
Did you slam a door?
No, I didn't do anything. You might get tempted to, because that is like how you survived when you were there. And so like your brain is just trying to deal with it the best way it knows how. But I think it's incredible that you have like worked through a game plan with your therapist. But even if you don't have a therapist, say you don't have somebody to talk to about it, have somebody in your life that you know you can reach out to at any point of that trip that you could be like, okay, I'm going to be visiting family for the weekend. I might need to like go on a walk and call you just to like dump what's going on somebody. Even the feeling of knowing that you can reach out to somebody and like they're gonna understand that, oh baby, you're going through a weekend right now, like to have that in your like tool belt of ways that you can cope without reacting in a way that's going to just fuel the issues, I think would be healthy for you.
Do you know what I think also works well? Like I think knowing that you're going home, I mean, maybe this isn't the case for everybody, but as I say, hopefully there's like one or two things that you really do enjoy doing when you're home. I mean, especially if it's like a city that you moved away from, or if you've fled the state or whatever it may be. I think making a list ahead of time of activities or like favorite restaurants that you haven't gotten to eat at in a while, or places that you haven't seen in a while, places you liked to go when you used to be there. Like making a list of those things so that you know if you're having a bad moment that you can try one of those things. You can do one of those things. You can be like, oh, let's go to this restaurant I never get to eat at because I don't live in this city anymore. Or let's get takeout or something like that. I think the little things, if you just have that like list ready, can also be super helpful. Or maybe it's like an activity that you like doing with one of your family members and you know it'll like change the subject, or it'll get you talking about something else or reminiscing about like better times. I don't know. I think having a little list like that and being prepared would also be something that might help while you're there, especially if you're going for multiple days at a time.
Last thing I was going to say about this is like, sometimes it feels like, holy shit, this is all so heavy. But then if this is something, if going home and interacting with certain people from your past is a heavy feeling, what a delightful thing that you have found a way out of that for your everyday life. And what a great reminder to give yourself that like, okay, well, this trip is temporary, but thank fucking God, this is not what I deal with at all times. I think it really can help like put into context the work that you have done in getting yourself to a place that you actually enjoy, or surrounded by people that get you, or where you feel comfortable. If for 3 days out of the year you have to feel like this, I mean, I still think you shouldn't. If if you don't love it, you shouldn't do it. But if it's only 3 days and you're already there, it's at least a good reminder to yourself that it's a temporary feeling. You get to go back to a life that you feel good and confident and comfortable in. And whoever is tormenting you during those 3 days still has to be themselves when you leave. Like, I think you won.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Next question. Cody says, I don't have any money to buy Christmas gifts for anyone this year. I made my girlfriend a storyline of our relationship so far with our photos on wooden boards to hang up in her room. What are some other ideas of creative things that I can make since my imagination isn't that big? That's already so great. That is like so cute.
Listen, I know, I love that. I was like, what are you talking about? You're already doing a good job. I think I'm big on like, I think I've said this a million times now, like gifts is not my love language. If people are like, we're not doing gifts for Christmas, I'm like, thank God. I would much rather do like quality time, acts of service. I mean, depending on what your partner's love language is, I say like lean into that. If they like when you cook them dinner, tell them that you're going to do that every day for a week. Or if you like going to or like binge watching your favorite show together, any sort of thing like that, I'm like, I would much rather have those. I know it's so corny, but I'm like, I would be happy with those little like coupons.
Yes.
Know?
Yes.
Where people are like, they're like, check, cash this coupon in for one cooked dinner or like one foot massage or like one head rub, like whatever you want. Bitch, I would lean into that so hard.
That I get, the more I'm like, oh my God, what that would be an incredible gift to receive. Thank you. Yes.
Right? I'm here for it. I want the coupons.
Because what I'll that really is like it's acts of service, but it's allowing them to redeem like a pre-decided gift ahead of time that they know what they're getting, you know what you're giving. And it's on their own terms when they want it. If they don't ever want to cash it in, they don't have to. But like, it's also the thought that counts, that you like you were willing to do whatever all these things are. I think it's a really good, that's a great gift.
Make them use them. I sure. love that idea. And I think there's like just a thoughtful aspect to it. It's like you're paying attention to things that you know they like or things that they ask for. You're listening. You're being like a good partner.
You know what I think?
I don't know.
What were you going to say?
I just love it. I love the coupon.
I was going to say, like, I saw a post about, like, these parents who didn't have a lot of money, but their kids wanted to go to a baseball game, and they created the experience of a baseball game in their living room. So they, like, made these tickets. They took their tickets, like, at the door. They seated them. They, like, had seats ready in front of the TV, and they, like, were numbered with, like, a row, like, you know, row this, yeah. seat this. They seated them. They walked around being, like, peanuts and hot dogs and, like, stuff.
they
created an experience. Even though they weren't able to give the actual experience, what an incredible memory that is for everyone involved of like putting in the effort to give a gift that maybe you're not able to in this moment, but they're going to look back at that and be like, wow, my parents put in the effort and created a memory. I feel like purposely creating a memory for somebody in that way is a much better gift. They will always remember that. Will they remember like the candle you got them? No.
A sweater?
No.
A scarf?
But something that like is an experience that I think is priceless.
And I think just in general, I don't know, now that we're talking about it, I'm like, I feel like we've answered this question in a roundabout way, probably in a more general like advice episode. But it's like, I think just communicating to your partner so that you're on the same page, like what you can and can't like afford for that year, or just setting some expectations and saying, let's both do this. Let's like agree that we'll both make something, or we'll both agree that we're going to do this. I think setting those expectations ahead of time can also like lessen some of the stress around feeling like a gift or whatever you're getting them might be inadequate. When that's, I definitely don't think that's the case. I would love to like make the present, make the coupon.
Sure. Okay, so this is the last question. It's from Logan. They want to know, if you're celebrating the holidays by yourself, what is the best way to feel less lonely? Or is it best to just ignore the holidays altogether? I mean, it depends on if you're like a festive person. I am in no way like it needs to be. I want the Christ out of Christmas. I want the capitalism out of Christmas. I'm just here for the festivity. I'm here for the vibes. I want the Christmas tree. I want the lights. Like, I want the experience of feeling that feeling. Not necessarily like it being about being surrounded by, you know, everyone that I've ever known and love, or like giving all these gifts, or hoping I get this. Like, to me, it's just like, I want the cozy feeling. And that can be, that can 100% be achieved on your own.
Yeah. It's interesting because I think a lot of people talk about like feeling lonely or trying to, like not feel lonely. First of all, we all feel it from time to time. I know a lot more people feel it around the holidays. I think honestly, I don't know if there's like a specific answer for the holidays in general, but it's like, I think you just need to find like activities or something for yourself that you know makes you happy, and then kind of lean into those moments when you are feeling lonely. I think that's what I've kind of found, especially in the last 2 years. It's like, I think we all kind of sometimes get hung up on feeling like other people will solve our loneliness. But I think that's, I think we need to realize that that's not always going to be the case, and that people aren't always going to be able to be there for you. So I think it's like finding activities, or knowing that you can take an edible and watch a funny movie and it'll make you feel better, or knowing that you can go on a long run and listen to your favorite album and it'll make you feel better. Well, there's always going to be moments of loneliness. But yeah, I think it's just building a balance of like having these activities or having these go-to things you can do when those moments do hit. I know it's not easy, especially during the holidays. I was reading this article last week about why so many people are lonely around the holidays. But that's what it just made me think. I was like, we just got to continue to find things that we can utilize to bring ourselves out of it, other than just people.
Yeah, and I imagine, you know, when I feel like everyone has been at a thing where you are surrounded by people and you feel lonely. Like, clearly being with people is not the is not the end all be all solution. Yeah. If you're feeling like you want to feel festive this holiday, it does not depend on you being surrounded by anybody or not surrounded by anybody. I think it's mindful creation of the vibe that you want to experience. And if that means like you live alone and you're not going to be seeing anyone and you still want to feel the holiday spirit, you can create your own memories. You can create your own traditions. People do not have to be with you for that. So if that's like making whatever decoration you would ever want to put up, in it being your gift to yourself to feel, to like achieve a certain feeling for the holiday, I think that's a really good idea. Like, I had many years where I was alone putting up my Christmas tree alone, and it still gave me the feeling of how I wanted to feel for the holiday.
Another Christmas tree alone.
Truly. My Christmas tree this year has, we put our disco ball in it, and it's, so it's got a huge disco ball in the,
in it?
In it.
Send pics.
I will. I'll put it on the Discord.
I love that. No, I was just gonna say, yeah, I was like literally having a lonely moment like a week and a half ago. I don't even remember. I think it was like a weekday, but I, put in, my roommate was gone, and I like put in my headphones and it took an edible and decided I was going to like cook one of my favorite meals that I've recently started cooking that I really enjoy. And I walked to the store and got the groceries specifically to make it. And I was like, had a very curated playlist on that I knew would be like a mood and a vibe. And I kept my headphones in when I got home and I started cooking and I was like dancing in the kitchen by myself. And I felt so much better. I was just like, every moment that I had done from when I realized I was like feeling lonely, I was like, listen, I've got to change this. I'm not going to sit in it and like wallow. Sometimes I do, but sometimes you've just got to be like, okay, I know this meal will make me feel better. I know this album will make me feel better. I know dancing in the kitchen by myself and being so stupid because no one else is watching is going to make me feel better. And by the time I sat down and was like eating dinner and my edible was hitting, I felt so happy. I was like, look at me.
Plus, there are so many ways to like connect with people on the internet who it's low threshold of like what you have to bring to the experience. You can just go. I mean, obviously I'm biased, but like there are so many people on Twitch who are live hosting holiday parties. There are so many people who you could listen to a podcast and feel like you're hanging with your friends. You could do a community event somewhere in your community. You could volunteer and feel like you're a part of something that is totally within the holiday spirit, and you are maybe doing it alone, but you're with other people, and it's like, there are ways to feel like you are not solitary, and the internet, I think, is a... If you try to find it on the internet, trust me, you will find it.
It's there.
It's there. People are there.
If you can think it, someone's doing it.
Hell yeah. Well, Corey, I think we did it. I think we help people maybe, sometimes, a little bit.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday season, whether you're celebrating or not. I understand that it's not always easy to deal with family. It's not always easy to be alone. But just know that if you're listening to this episode, Tyler and I appreciate you. We're thankful for you. Thank you for listening for all these years and being a part of our community. I don't know. I've said it a bunch. And I think I've said this on like every cameo I've made in the last 2 years, but it's like something switched in 2020 and it just really made me appreciate this Psychobabble community so much. And I always have, but like I really have the last couple of years, and I really appreciate all of you, all the kind messages that you always like tweet at us and send on our Instagram DMs and everything. So I hope you have a good rest of the year. Well, there'll be another episode before New Year's, but I'm Christ. Just feeling like being lovey.
Sure. Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me loving everyone, bitch.
Okay, great.
Did you want me to ask you?
Always.
Hey, where can the people find you?
You can find me.
Animal Crossing, Switch streaming all week.
All day, all week. Animal Crossing, every day. Hey. Noon Pacific.
Hey.
What?
Hey, I got a new neighbor yesterday.
In Animal Crossing?
Yeah, bitch.
Who'd you get?
And he was on my like dreamies list of somebody I wanted to try, and
who?
I had to use like 60 tickets.
Who?
His name's Limburg. He's a grouchy mouse with like a 5 o'clock shadow. He looks like
I think I know who you're talking about.
He's a little sketchy for sure.
Well, I like the ones with character.
He's definitely got spirit.
Well, congrats, I think.
Well, listen, I had a list of like 5 that I was looking for, and he was on the 5. And when he finally showed up, I was like, all right, another week.
Well, I'm spending all week long holidayifying the island. So today we're doing we're making the post office and the flea market and the movie theater and the puppy cafe all holiday.
Where are the bees gonna work?
It's gonna be holiday themed for the bees.
Listen, I spent a lot of time over the weekend doing my island too and re-Christmasifying it, and I got a lot of the new DIYs. So if you need anything, let me know. Have you seen the big ornament?
I've seen it. I have not placed it. I've been sent it. If you have anything you want me to decorate with, I need it. Please send it to me.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. They added some good Christmas items this year.
Tomorrow I'm working on Sprinkle. We made like this castle for Sprinkle. And it's going to...
On the island or at her like vacation?
No, on the island. And it's going to be like an ice palace experience.
For the gods?
Yes, baby. And then
Venus,
Matilda, my witch, I'm making her like a Nightmare Before Christmas type of vibe.
I hate Matilda.
How dare you?
I hate her.
How dare?
I hate her so much.
How
Okay, well, I'll see you. I'll see you when I see you.
Okay, I'll see you in IKEA.
Okay.
Jesus. Love you.
Love you. Later.
Bye.